kid, Zetta said in a chipper voice. Totally fake. She knew she sounded insincere, but she couldn't turn back now. You know, I saw that a few of the torches are out over on the far side of the farm, over by the silo. Maybe you can go check them for me? Replace them if necessary? Wouldn't want any husks spawning in town. Ashton frowned. You're just trying to get rid of me, aren't you? No. You can't send Ashton off to the far side of the farm by himself, Rift intervened, a sly smile on his face. What if he runs into killer rabbits out there or something? He's way too young. Ashton perked up. I'm old enough. I go out there all the time. I'll check on the torches, and if I do run into any killer rabbits, I've got this. He pulled out a stone sword and waggled it around. If there was one thing that got Ashton excited, it was make-believe creatures. The kid certainly had an overactive imagination, and right now, Zetta could almost see the adventure churning in his mind. I'll be right back, her cousin shouted. The sun had nearly set now, and the mobs would be coming out in full force soon. Ashton wants to come hunt mobs with us tonight, Zetta whispered to her friends. Rain quirked a brow. He's old enough, I think. I don't have a problem if he comes along this time. I'll keep him safe. Rift nodded. Sounds good to me. Zetta shook her head. She'd thought her friends would put up at least a little bit of a fight. But it's so dangerous out there, especially after what happened to his parents. Everyone remembered what had happened to Ashton's mom and dad. They were both miners, taking long day trips toward the Great Rift, an enormous canyon that ripped through the desert like a mile-long scar. At the bottom ran a stream of burbling lava. And deep, deep down the sheer cliffs, there were exposed veins of ore. Gold, iron, diamonds, tempting the brave to seek out their fortunes. Ashton's parents had gone out on that adventure, but they'd never returned. It had left a scar running through their family, one just as deep as the canyon. I'm back, Ashton said, panting. That kid was ridiculously fast. Sweat glistened against his forehead. Did you ask them? Zetta laid a hand on Ashton's shoulder. I did. We all think you're still a bit too young, but soon, really soon, okay? The sad look Ashton gave Zetta made her wish she really were invisible. She knew how much this had meant to him. She grimaced, watching as he trudged away, kicking aimlessly at loose pebbles in the dirt. He was mad, disappointed. But he'd be safe here. Come on, let's go, Zetta said to her friends before they could make a big deal out of her lie. In Sienna Dunes, family was everything, and they knew better than to insert themselves into family business. We've got some mobs to hunt.